Glenn Close, Growing Up in Bandera, number 195. I wonder how many of my classmates from the St. Joseph's Catholic School could still make a book cover out of a brown paper grocery bag. Do they still put book covers on books in school today? Do they still use hardcover books? Do they still have books in school, or is everything on computers and other modern gadgets? At the rate things are changing these days, maybe they will do away with education as we know it. Do you remember the big letters of the alphabet on our classrooms above the blackboards back in the day? I still remember when they replaced blackboards with green boards. Didn't stop me from calling them blackboards. The green ones seemed to be easier to clean, as I recall. Cleaning the erasers always turned into more than a simple job at St. Joseph's Catholic School. Usually a two-student task that would quickly turn into an eraser-throwing battle between two boys. We would begin cleaning by pounding the erasers on a wall at the back of the school, and things would escalate from there. By the time we got back to the classroom, we had chalk marks from head to toe due to the eraser-throwing wars. Spreading sweeping compound on the old hardwood floors and then sweeping it up was a regular routine. Saving it for future use was required to keep the expenses down, I guess. Even today, when I get a whiff of that unique smell, it reminds me of the lack of janitors we had at St. Joseph's. Every day during school hours, the street in front of the school was blocked off with barricades. That duty was always assigned to two 8th grade boys. Bubba Montague and I were in charge of doing it during our last year at the school. When I reached high school, the only custodian work I remember doing was in ag class with Telvey Robbins, where we took care of cleaning the shop. Sweeping, mopping, and taking care out the trash was a daily routine. I know now that all these menial tasks were preparing me for the Army basic training when Uncle Sam called my number. I was truly amazed at the number of guys who lacked the basic house cleaning skills that I had acquired long ago while growing up in Bandera.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.